This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Tracy Mann. Represents the big First District of Kansas. Great to see you.
Thanks for stopping by our office today. Great to see you again as well.
Big First District. Some of us know about that Big First. Others don't. What's the elevator?
It's the western, about two-thirds of the state, a lot of central and western Kansas. There's 435 congressional districts, and the Big First is number three for ag production as far as sales. Last year, we did $12.5 billion. We're number one out of 435 districts for beef production, number one for sorghum production, number one for wheat production, I think seven for corn and 11 for dairy. So it's all about agriculture for us in the Big First.
And you're dealing with some dry conditions right now, I'm guessing.
We sure are. You know, West Texas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, some areas of Nebraska. It's extreme. It's moderate to severe to extreme drought. Areas of southwest Kansas, you know, have been extreme drought for a long time, but with these 100-degree days, 40-mile-an-hour winds, things are drying out really fast and very, very concerning.
Speaking of concerning, fertilizer prices were high enough this year. We've heard some producers say, nope, not putting any on. Others have said, we'll go half. Had never done that before. You've been watching this.
Yeah, very, very closely. And, you know, I would say in addition to the drought, the biggest thing facing agriculture is input costs. And the national inflation numbers came out last week, 9.1%. But tell our farmers who are seeing 200, 300, 400% increases in fertilizer, you know, this inflation is a big, big, big deal. We're doing everything we can do to help. But bottom line is we need the administration to end this ridiculous war on fossil fuel and liquid fuels, for that matter. In the meantime, there are some things we can do that will help. We've been petitioning the International Trade Council, the ITC, to lift inbound tariffs on UAN coming in from Trinidad and Tobago. They announced yesterday they're going to do that. We need to lift tariffs. We need to reopen drilling. We need to push down these prices for our ag producers.
Yeah, we saw recently suit go to an appellate court of the ITC with the phosphate, just showing how we're really dependent upon other nations for inputs.
We are for some of our inputs. Certainly, it varies. Potash, you know, various things. In my district, a lot of nitrogen fertilizer, and the three inputs in you know, in hydrous ammonia are water, air, natural gas. Price of water hasn't increased. Price of air hasn't increased. Natural gas, when you see natural gas prices doing what they're doing, it dramatically, you know, upward pressure on our prices, which we all know.
Some producers will look back and remember where we were 10 years ago, drought conditions and culling of the herd. Others will look back to the 80s and say we remember that inflation. As you kind of look across the landscape from this perspective, is there a way out?
Oh, there absolutely is. You know, the frustrating thing, or the good thing, is we are a handful of good decisions away from being in a lot better spot. The question is, is administration and others willing to make those decisions to put us on a different trajectory here? So much of this is self-inflicted. In my view, there's no reason we are not helping ourselves, helping our producers, and doing the handful of things we can do to dramatically make things better for them.
Dramatically making things better. Can you improve on the 2018 Farm Bill?
Great question. I think this next Farm Bill, the answer is yes. Sure seems like this Farm Bill is going to be evolutionary and not revolutionary. My biggest priority is going to be crop insurance. You know, it's a successful public-private partnership. We have to have risk management tools in place to help our producers with the risks they're inheriting in agriculture. So strengthening, fortifying, making sure that we see crop insurance not be diminished will be my number one priority heading into this next Farm Bill.
Final thought here, as you look down the road, what else is on your radar?
Very much so. I think looking at the next Farm Bill, market access programs, you know, we need to be more aggressively opening up other markets to our American ag products. I've been disappointed with the administration's lack of focus. And really, it's a prioritization issue. You know, the lack of giving priority to getting somebody quickly in place, you know, represent our interests and open up other ag markets. That's something that's very much on our radar as well. Lastly, really important, you know, in the process of trying to get year-round E15 ethanol approved, big deal, providing certainty in the market. The bill that came forward last month has some poison pills in it. It did pass. Hopefully the year-round E15 passes in the Senate and gets signed into law here before the end of the year.
So good to see you. Thanks for the work you do.
Thank you for coming by and taking time. Really appreciate it.
Honorable Tracy Mann represents the 1st Congressional District of Kansas, member of the House Ag Committee on today's Agribusiness Report.